Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. And hello, everybody. And this program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Milton the guide dog. The dog that was killed last July at the Guide Dog Foundation here in Long Island. And a horrible, horrible crime. There was no real punishment for the crime. And we are very, very disturbed over that, as I'm sure many people are. So we honor Milton. We're working on putting together a day for Milton where people can come and talk and about service dogs and let the world know what a service dog means to a disabled person. We'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, tonight on Long Island, local again, 9:30, Channel 20, The Murder of a Guide Dog. And that's exactly what it was. So tune in, Channel 20 tonight if you're on the island. Next week, we're hoping to have the show all over the internet on Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel. You know, if you listen to our show and you hear us talk about all these ideas about how the agency should be raising the money and the nursing homes turned into accessible housing, we mean that that should happen for all disabled people, and including those who cannot help themselves, you know, that they're so severely disabled that they have to have someone with them at all times and have a power of attorney and so on, you know, and not be able to manage what little money they get. So we include all of those people. We've helped people over the years who could not help themselves. You know, when we say, you hear one of our commercials, go an extra mile for a child, and we mention Corey Foster of Antioquindo, and Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell, who was one of those individuals who could not really help himself. I mean, very, very, very limited. And his dad kept him out of the institutions. Of course, we had Ollie and his dad on our show. And Ollie passed away at a very young age. But we advocated and we kept Ollie close to our hearts and kept him out of institutions and let him live his life as best he could. We did the same thing for, we're doing the same thing for our autistic advocate's daughter, Maria's daughter, Athena, for her more than once. And people wanted to put her in an institution. You know, we told them we will not stand by and let that happen. And she's still with her mom. So when we talk about these agencies and how you got to change this system and get these agencies to start raising money to help, we're including all disabled people, even those that are multiply disabled and those that are, that cannot help themselves. It doesn't mean they should be in an institution or a nursing home. They have the same right to remain in their own home. Of course, many times their families will abandon them, you know, and they fall into the system. with the so-called protective services, which we all know are not that protective. And if no one adopts them, many times they can wind up in an institution. We're totally opposed to that because the means are there to keep that person out of an institution in their own home, but it's not, those means are not being utilized in the right way to do that. We urge the government to change what's going on here. You heard the other night how Biden wanted to tax all these billionaires and make them pay, what, 20% of part of their income, and his bill didn't even, they announced on NBC that bill didn't even get to the floor. It's the headline was it's dead before it even gets there. You know, I'm not saying that these people shouldn't contribute and pay taxes, but what about all the money that's being wasted on abusing disabled people? Why doesn't he do something about that? Get that money freed up first. Then you can come and talk and say, hey, you know, look what I did. Now you got to put up money, but it's less. Now that would get more attention if he were to free up this money, especially the money that's being wasted in these nursing homes, and then came to the people and said, look, I've got the agencies raising money now for the disabled. People are going to stay in their own home. Many people are going to start working from their own home, and now, you know, come up with another proposal for these billionaires to contribute. I think that would be a much better approach. You know, if people see, hey, he's trying to help us, he's trying to do something, he's trying to help all these disabled people, and the agency should be helping us. They should be raising money. We should be able to call them and say, hey, you know, I need $100 for food, or I'm behind in the rent, you know? Shouldn't have to struggle for that. They should use that as fundraising tools in any way that they can, you know, in the regular fundraising events. And let me recognize some of our friends, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp, helping InterSight. We greatly appreciate that. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186, helping us to stay on the air. We appreciate Mr. Kennedy. Islip Cleaners, another one, right next door to Mr. Kennedy. All these people and more believe in InterSight and believe that Kennedy is a realty, you know. I was in his office not too long ago, and we were having a conversation, and he's asking me about the Section 8 program. You know, they pay part of the rent. He said, you mean to tell me that they don't pay your whole rent? Now, this guy's a realty, you know. He deals with housing all the time, and he was outraged that they don't pay the whole rent. And he's right. They should. They should pay the whole damn rent. Why take money from people who don't have it, number one, who have to live a life in fear of a nursing home, and who have to deal with non-accessibility in daily life, you know? At least pay our damn rent. And who have to worry about losing benefits for any little help that you might get. All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And we thank them very much. Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And a great lady she is. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Look at the website. Adopt an Akita. All right. Inner Sight. And if you need it for a service dog, let us know. We can help with that. 609-388-7004, the phone number, 388-7004. It's a 609 area code. Inner Sight, and I want to thank Silo for posting our program on the death of Milton, 9:30 tonight, Channel 20. I want to thank all of our friends. I want to thank Shelby's Kitchen for posting the information on Milton. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And when you go in there, you'll undoubtedly notice pictures of Milton and references to him and, you know, sign our petition. Go to change.org. Help us get enough names to license the guide dog schools and regulate them. All right. Inner Sight around the world, and you need dog food, cat food, here's a good number to have, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. You talk to Gary over there. 631-484-3085. All right. I want to, by the way, we have no phones tonight. We have to deal with that. If you're out there and you want to talk on the air, call the Inner Sight number. Leave your number. And we will get you on the three-way, 631-224-3090. And we want to wish Lorraine a speedy recovery. You know, last night she called in, but she wasn't feeling well. So speedy recovery to Lorraine, one of our, who is our special projects advocate. And I'm sure that you'll be hearing and seeing more and more of her as Inner Sight unfolds. Yes, some years ago, to give you an idea, even before there was Inner Sight, all right, we came across a blind kid in a mental institution. And this kid had no parents. You know, he was a typical example of what I'm talking about, including everybody in a lot of people who can't help themselves. No parents, and they threw him in one of the most horrible hospitals in the world, Manhattan State, you know, because he was acting out, you know, doing silly things, stupid things, as kids will do, you know, and they didn't know what to do with them. So we went in. At the time I was working with Project Release, Howie the Harp. We went in there, and we got him out. You know, we got him an apartment. There was a room in the apartment that we maintained, and we got him out, and we got him things and feeling better about himself, and he was able to have his cane and walk around. And point of the story, we don't just talk, you know, about these things. We, in our own way, try to make a difference by applying, that's a key word, applying the help to people and letting people know that no matter how severe the severity of a person's disability, still means that they should have rights and the right to live in their own home. This guy was violated. They took away his cane. He was blind. And he was overdrugged, you know, making him more agitated. So we got him out. We helped him. He moved to California, and I don't know. I haven't heard from him. One of these days, I'm going to try to look him up and see if I can find him out there. You know, the Howie the Harp Center is out there for people with mental disabilities. So let the government hear our ideas. I got an email today from the governor of New York State, all right, telling me what other things that I'm most concerned about, all right? I answered the email. I don't know if she'll get it. Of course, I said, you know, I went into a little detail with, you know, the nursing homes, the service dog school. I told them about Milton. I told them about no accessibility with jobs. I told them about people living with the fear of nursing homes hanging over their head. I told them about having to live your life with wondering every day if something's going to be accessible for you. And I sent it off. They sent me an email with attachments. I can't open attachments. So I couldn't take their minute survey. I mean, that's not very long. I couldn't take their survey, but I let them know. Whether they'll get that email and open it, that I don't know. They should. I mean, this is the governor of New York State. You know, if she's going to send an email asking a question like that and you answer it, they should at least read it. But who knows if they will. I asked in the email for an opportunity to meet with her and explain more in detail. So we'll see where that goes. We're going to invite her to be with us for the day for Milton. We'll definitely invite her. All right, and let's see if she shows up, and let's see if she'll say some meaningful words for Milton. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, and we don't have the phones tonight, so if you have a comment, 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight phone number. Tomorrow night is our fun night, funnies, tomorrow night on Inner Sight, and I don't know, we got to dream up some crazy stuff, you know. Tell a couple of good jokes or whatever, and we'll have Lauren Hardy skit. Maybe we'll have the disabled friendly philosopher tomorrow night. And who else? My old school chum, Jimmy Dinigan, who is always in trouble. And much, much more, and you never know what we're going to have. You know, it's totally ad lib and crazy. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9. tonight after the inner sight at 9:30. We're off the air at 9 o'clock, but 9:30, if you're on Long Island, Channel 20, please watch the show, The Murder of a Guide Dog. A lot of people saw it last week, and we got a great response. People want to help. They want to know when the day for Milton is, and we're working on that. We'll let you know. But talking about all the people, how many disabled people in this country cannot really fend for themselves, help themselves? Got to be millions in that category. And it's part of the 30 million people, or maybe even more now, maybe 40 million people who are disabled. The government has an obligation to help those people and to help them in such a way that will release them and give them independence and release them from the fear of having to go to an institution or a nursing home. You remember the day when doctors used to make house calls? Whatever happened to that? See? That's what we need. That should be part of the program included with Inner Sight. You know, yeah, let the agencies raise the money. A person needs a doctor. Maybe they can't get out or for whatever reason, the doctor should come to the house. They do have some who do, I understand, but they're very expensive. And I don't know if the Medicaid or Medicare pays for that. I know they pay for nurses. But the doctors and the therapists, physical therapists, and whatever other therapy you need should be available in your own home. You need the money to bring it about, of course. You know, if a professional person knows they're going to get paid, believe me, they're going to do it. They're going to come. Provided they're safe. It's a safe place. So throw that in the package, along with all the other ideas that we have, and make life happier for people, you know, easier. I mean, being disabled is hard enough. You know, now I'm going to speak just for myself, because everybody looks at it in a different way, but the hardest part about being disabled for me, and I'm sure it's true for many, many others, is dealing with the agencies that are set up supposedly to help us. To me, that's the hardest part, especially now after the death of Milton. I mean, these guide dog schools were belligerent in many ways before. See, that's why you got to get rid of some of these people who work at them and get better people in there. But to me, as a disabled person, that is the hardest part about being disabled. Because you can conquer your disability. You know, a lot has to do with the mind when you're disabled. In your mind, you can conquer your disability and do what you want to do and achieve and all that. But when you've got obstacles in your way, to me, that's the hardest part about being disabled. All right, I'm going to try and call. I don't know if Lorraine is listening. I can't see the board, but I'm going to try to get her on a three-way to see if we can do that. So stand by on Inner Sight. We'll be right back. We're going to break the station. Stand by. All right, Inner Sight. We have Lorraine on the line, and welcome to Inner Sight. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better. It's the stomach settled and everything.
You sound better.
Oh, yeah, I feel better. I'm rested a lot.
Sounded like the 24-hour bug.
Yeah, it did.
Remember I said that last night?
Yes, you did. And my daughter's feeling better, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, as soon as we get this day for Milton, I'm coming over there, and I'm going to take you guys out.
Oh, thank you.
If that's all right, of course.
Yes. See, I have been trying to talk to my daughter,
yeah.
Savannah, and Tiana, because they're like a team. Savannah sings.
Yeah.
And I was trying to tell her about if they could write a song for Milton, like, you know.
Man, that'd be beautiful.
So I've been on them about it. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm just waiting on them, and maybe they could sing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They'd probably
be able to. Maybe it could be, I came up with a title, but, you know, I used to write songs a long time
ago. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. My eyes are as good as yours.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a title.
That's really good. My eyes just...
You know, and what we could do is...
Mm-hmm.
While they're singing it, maybe we could have a video of Milton behind them.
That's right, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Something like that, you know. And that would be so cool, man.
That would be a collage.
You know?
Yeah.
And put it up on YouTube and
mm-hmm.
do it up big, man.
Write a song is being sung.
Oh, I would love that. My eyes are as good as yours.
My eyes are as good as yours. I got to note that.
See, that's what that's what really this is all about.
That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let her
come
in the courtroom and talk to the judge and all that, you know.
For Milton, the guide dog, a song.
Yeah.
Okay, it's done.
Well, you know, tell her to think about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She could probably come up with something good, her and between Tiana and her.
Well, that's nice. It could be a rhythm and blues song, you know, or whatever,
yes,
whatever style.
Yes, whatever style.
They do, you know.
Mhm.
Oh, that'd be so cool, man.
Yes, that would be.
Yeah, well, let Ira hear it. You never know.
Okay.
You know, he knows the people. Believe me.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yeah.
Mhm.
For many, many years, you know.
Okay.
But so glad you're feeling better.
Yes, I am.
The show is on local again tonight, and then next week we're hoping to get it international.
That would be great. Everybody can listen to it.
Oh, man, you can get it right on your phone.
Be all over for everybody to see. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But tonight we're talking about people who have you. Did you get in on the beginning of the show?
I heard the beginning of it.
Oh, so you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't want to forget people who are disabled who can't help themselves.
No, some of these people cannot help themselves.
You got to get the right person to help the disabled person. You know, it's got to be the right person for the job. See, that's what these agencies are not doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They're not always getting the right person for the job to be a home health aide. It's like placing the right dog with a disabled person. You can't just take any dog and say, hey, here, this dog's going to help you, you know?
No, it doesn't work like that, no.
And that's what would happen with our idea, because the money would be freed up for the disabled person to use it to find the right person.
That's right.
And if they can't help themselves, their advocate would have to do it, or you know, someone who is trustworthy and all that, you know.
That's what it is. It's about trust.
Yeah.
To find the right person that would be well suited for them.
Yeah.
Knowing them.
Yeah.
to handle their all their business affairs.
I mean, the way it is now, you get put into a nursing home, you don't know those people. You don't know if you can trust them.
No, you don't.
And they're taking away all your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're total strangers. Who wants to be thrown in with total strangers?
Nobody wants that.
That you don't know, that and they got so many people to help that they can't even do the job.
Mm.
You know,
That's me.
I forgot to mention something last night with the Adult Protective Services. If they really cared about the people in these nursing homes, they would be advocating and fighting to get the home health aides to come in and help them.
Yes.
They don't do one thing about that. Not a one. You know? I've never heard of any of the Adult Protective Services stand up for that, for the disabled, and say, hey, you know, these people should be more protected. Therefore, they should have their home health aide with them in the nursing home. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Sure. And that would then mean that the person can go home eventually.
That would make them, that would make them so happy.
Yeah.
It would.
You hear any more about your aunt?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
Yeah, you should try to call the hospitals here.
I have, but it's such a long wait to try to get to different parts of that hospital. You have the nursing station, you have, oh my goodness, all the changes you have to go through just to get through your family member.
Well, ask for patient information. You're a family member.
Yes, I am.
Patient information.
Okay.
You know, they got to give you the condition of the patient. And then maybe you can say, does she have a phone in her room. I don't know if she has her own room, but she might have a phone, you know. All right, in a sight, and speaking of phones, we don't have access to the phones tonight. So if anybody wanted to talk or make a comment, call the InterSight number, 631-224-3090, and we'll try to retrieve your number and call you on the three-way.
That will work. Let your voice be heard, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you have a lot to say, you know.
Oh, yeah, people, a lot of people listen to this show,
I'd like to see
more active people.
You know, I would like to hear that more, too, let a lot more people to call in and speak and voice their opinion and express themselves.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So you don't have to identify yourself, you know.
Nope.
Can remain anonymous.
That's right. You don't have to say no name or where you're from or anything like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got my new phone today, so I'm going to try to get it set up, and I'm hoping. Well, they told me it can do YouTube, so that's a big plus.
That is a very big plus.
You know?
Yes.
And I'm hoping I'll be able to set the show up and see the board, you know, and work the show where I can tell if there's phone calls. I'll have to see how that works out. But the fact that it can do the YouTube for me is a big plus, you know.
It is.
Because I want to get up there for InterSight. All right.
Yes, have it programmed exactly for you. these phones out there, they can help a lot of people with disabilities and people who are visually impaired. It's affordable to them. And I think for people who are visually impaired, they should have some type of ways discounted, which I know they probably won't, to have an iPhone discounted. It doesn't have to really be a real high-end type of iPhone, just a little something that they can maneuver themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Commission for the Blind in every state and all the blind agencies, you know.
Yes.
And even some of the other agencies that are registered to help the disabled should make sure that every blind person has what they need.
Yes, should have access to everything that they
you know,
need.
The only way they do that is in connection with, and they don't even, and even then they don't make sure you have everything,
no,
you know. But the only way they'll do it is in connection with a job. Now, how can you get a job if places aren't accessible?
That is true.
And they don't do anything about that.
No, they do not.
You know? The state should make sure that every job that's out there is accessible for everyone. And then make sure that the blind and disabled person has all their tools to apply for that job. You know? That's part of what we want, what you know, part of our plan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We should give it a name. Restoration or...
Mm.
That might not be the best word, but...
Restoration. I know this could be something that could be come up. Name.
But InnerSight will... We'll find the right words.
Yes.
You know. Now, restoration means to restore, you know.
To restore, yeah. Like a refurbished, you refurbish something that's already been in use, and you just, like a redo of it over again.
Yeah. The thought I have is that when they made it, they should have made it for everyone. So
yes.
We have to come up with a word that describes that.
Commission, if you need your own personal PC, your own computer, you have to be working or going to school in order for them to give you one.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
If you want to talk, and you have to have some type of maybe app or have the hard drive to install for it to work for you.
So well, everybody's an individual, you know.
Yes, everybody's.
Not everybody can get up in the morning and keep a regular job, you know.
No, they cannot.
Especially if you're disabled.
That's right.
You know, because there's a lot of factors there that aren't the disabled person's fault. You know, suppose the agency sends you an aide who can't speak English.
Yes.
You know? And you're expected to get to a job by 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Something like that, see?
Yeah, they should specify when they're giving you an aide, it should be your choice whether they tell you, what would you like, bilingual, someone that speaks English, or that should be a choice that you would like in your home, not just to send anybody, somebody that will fit you.
Yeah, but they don't look at
they
it like that.
They don't do it that way at all. Nope.
You know, they give you whoever's available, whoever they want, you know, and it's all a question of the gets down to a question of the money.
Yes.
I mean,
look at anybody they put in your home, someone that could be responsible. There are some people that they put in your home, they're like, I don't knock the young, you know, young generation or anything for getting a job as an aide or anything. But sometimes these young ones, they just come there to your home and they just sit down.
Yeah.
And they don't do what they're supposed to. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but that's, you know, I had one of those, you know, way back when. I had what you call homemaking services.
Yeah.
If I had my children, I needed, you know, a little help. And I had one, she came in, and she got on my children's lower part of the bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
I says, excuse me, what are you doing? Well, I'm like, no, you come here to assist me and help me with
mm-hmm.
my children and everything like that. So she came in there and fell asleep. I made sure the next day I called the agency and told them of this. So they got rid of her really fast, and they put another one in there, a little older, though.
Uh-huh.
So they asked, would you prefer someone older? You know, I says, please, may I have somebody just a little bit more mature?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you see, you know what the big problem is? The person, the aide, doesn't work for the disabled person. They work for the agency.
Yes.
See? That's a big drawback.
It is.
On that, you know, and that means that you can't hire whoever you want. I mean, if you get a good agency, a reasonable agency, you're lucky.
Yes.
Like what happened to you, they sent somebody else.
Yes, they did.
You know, but that doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't.
You know, so it's all a matter of changing the system, and the idea that we have, it changes the system for the better because it takes the burden off the taxpayers who have to keep putting out the money, you know, instead of get the agencies to start raising some of that money. And it would make all disabled, I shouldn't say all, most disabled people feel better because we can participate in helping them raise the money. Now, that would be a big difference.
It certainly would.
Because, you know, if you're involved in something, most of the time, you want to make it work. You know?
That's it.
And that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our plan, to change the system, and the politicians have got to start listening to us more.
They should. They have to. And start opening up their eyes and opening up their ears and listen to what's going on and everything behind the scenes of all of these facilities and everything. I don't call them nursing homes. I call them facilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the way they treat your you know, your loved ones.
Yeah, and the way they're set up.
Yes.
You know, the way they ship people off.
Yes.
To the hospital. You know, and then bring them back and forth, and you know the same. Many of them have the same ailment. They never make any real progress.
No, they don't. They come home for a little while. They seem like they, even if they do be able to make it home, you know, and make it back home for a little while, and then they go, they stay home for a little bit, then they end up going right back for some odd reason. They do. And to me, nursing home, what is the name of a nursing home? Nursing homes means, nursing means to care, to take care of.
Yeah.
You know, to nurse people, to nurse them back to health. That's
right.
What nursing.
Right. That's a good point.
Yes.
Where are they nursing them back to health?
No.
Health, if they want to keep them there in a nursing home.
That's right. There's no nursing them
it's
back.
It's a very deceiving word in connection with nursing home.
It is. I looked at that last night. Nurses are the one who cares about people. They love people. They're there to help them.
Yeah.
Not to just go on the job and just sit there. Because I heard it before. Yeah. A friend of mine was telling me that they couldn't believe it. They got in there, they saw some people on their phones sitting around, you know, absolutely doing nothing, getting paid for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And he saw this. And he was walking around trying to find somebody. And they had caught him on the camera asking him, so what are you looking for?
Yeah.
You know? Yes. So it's like, that just amazes me and boggles my mind about what are they doing?
Well, yeah. They're trying to keep us under control.
That's what it is.
Because it means money.
That's all it's about. Your parent, your loved one, your grandparent, whoever goes in there is nothing more to them but a dollar sign.
The bottom line.
That's it. They don't care about their health or their well-being or how they feel. They go in there, they become depressed if they don't see you when you're coming to see them.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so imperative of getting them out of these facilities before they get even worse than they are right now.
All right, Inner Sight, let me do a commercial here for Able News, my good friend Angela Melanie, who's the editor. Able is the paper on and about the disabled, and they have articles and columns with professionals, different, if you want to know about the disabled, read Able News. They have a calendar of events, can list your event in, and I'm sure we're going to get the day for Milton in there. And you can get a free subscription online from ablenews.com. Able News. Get your free subscription today. And we thank Angela for placing our ad in Able News. And I want to thank my good friends David and Audra Ross in the New York City, attorneys 212-425-1020. David's a longtime friend of mine. His mom was blind and didn't get good treatment in the hospital. She passed away. So we honor Eleanor. All right, Inner Sight, and please don't forget, tonight, if you're on Long Island, it's local, The Murder of a Guide Dog, tonight, Channel 20, 9:30, and if you look up the Silo website, you can see that show listed under their community calendar. All right, tonight at 9:30. Channel 20, and a beautiful poster of Milton and the story with Tom, the husband of Michelle, who owned the dog, and we will have Michelle on the show probably sometime next month. Okay. Absolutely. She's absolutely devastated over the loss of her dog, her independence. So honor Milton by signing our petition. Watch the show, 9:30 tonight, Channel 20. And I want to thank all our friends for promoting it, putting it up on their Facebook, and whoever is able to do that, you still got time to do it. You know, send it out on Facebook. It's Channel 20, local Long Island, 9:30 tonight. All right, Inner Sight around the world. We don't have the phones tonight, so call the Inner Sight number. Leave your comment, 631-224-3090. Talking tonight about how many, many disabled people, because of their disability, cannot help themselves, be it physically or mentally, must be and should be included in what Inner Sight wants to do, and we certainly open the door to that. You know, getting the agencies to raise the money and turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. But just think, all the people who are disabled, who cannot fend for themselves, help themselves, they're more under a threat of being put into a nursing home. They're more vulnerable. You know, and they all get disability funding. So the nursing homes undoubtedly go after them more to get them into the nursing home. They need more protection.
Yes, they do. I agree.
And they're not getting it.
No.
So anyone out there, if you have a loved one or a relative or a friend who you know is being forced to go into a nursing home, we'll do everything we can to keep that person out. Contact us. Let us know. Because we want to help.
Yes,
also, contact your independent living center. As limited as they may be, you know, you never know. It may just be enough to keep the person out of the nursing home. But the real way to protect people against nursing homes is by not having them there. Turn them into something good, like accessible housing. That benefits everybody, even the people who aren't disabled. All right, Inner Sight and 83 New York. Tomorrow night's our funnies. So check it out tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Live. Suzanne, our co-host, is in the hospital. We're hoping she's going to get out of there tomorrow. And, you know, we wish all in hospitals a speedy recovery.
Oh, yes.
Try not to stay in those places too long. It's a good place to catch something. So anyone who would like to be a volunteer for Inner Sight, please contact us. We can use all kinds of help.
Yes.
The Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090, or you can send us an email without an attachment, innersight@pmpmail.com. All right? Because we're going to need a lot of help once we get this flyer together for the day for Milton. People can really, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Yes, and distribute them all over.
What is that?
I said distribute them out all over.
Oh, yeah.
Put them everywhere.
And the social media, too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And once we start doing the YouTube, you know, if anyone would like to make a comment on YouTube about Milton, you know, read the story or contact us, you know, and you want to be a part of a YouTube, let us know. We'd be happy to include you. So that's another way that people can help. All right, let's see. Monday night, Mad or Glad, that's the name of the show. Tuesday night's open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And Thursday, a different subject or a guest. And Friday is the funnies. That's the whole week of inner sight. And I can't get a, I'll have to wait till tomorrow night to get a new tally of listeners. Every day we add some listeners.
Every night, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes.
Last time I checked, we were in the top 10 shows of the disabled.
Great.
Number 3, I think it was. I think we're on.
3? All right.
We got to check that again. I wonder if we've gained any momentum in that, you know. But we'll find out about that when our co-host gets back and she can look it up.
I was going to say that when Susan gets back, yes.
Yeah.
We need you, Susan.
Well, I want to thank you for, Lorraine, for filling in.
I thank you for asking.
I greatly appreciate that.
Yes.
I know you
My
get
pleasure.
You get around on some of the chat lines.
Yes, I do. I'm what you call a floater. I float all around.
Yeah. Johnny's been good to me on the, as a chat line owner.
Oh, yes, he is.
What's his number? Let's give out his number.
Okay. That number would be 712-432-4842.
Right.
The Fun House, Johnny.
The Fun House.
Yes.
You know, you go over there and have a nice time, and my buddy Johnny, who actually introduced us.
Yes, he did.
You know, so he's a good guy.
Yes, he is. Very good.
All right, and be careful when you're on those chat. When you're on those chat lines. Don't give out any personal information.
No, you don't. No,
you
got to
be very
should.
Careful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night with the Inner Sight Frolics. I want to thank all our friends. And don't forget, 9:30, Channel 20, watch the beautiful Milton and help us get that day for Milton.
That's right.
And we honor him with every program we do. So thank you so much. Thank you again, Lorraine.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, and goodbye, world.
Good night,
Inner Sight.
Everybody, have a lovely evening. We'll meet you back here again.
Thank you,
same
Lorraine.
Same time, same place.